The Springboks 2025 season kicks off this coming Saturday. The Boks face the Barbarians first up. It's not actually a test match, so should we be excited? Or is this basically a glorified training session? Well, today you are going to get a front row seat as I try to answer that question, and you'll see it's a tad complicated. So firstly, who are the Barbarians? Well, their official name is actually the Barbarian Football Club. They are a British-based club that was formed in 1890. The idea behind it was to create an elite team. And they've often done that, featuring players from all over the world and then challenging the top international teams. But that wasn't always the case. It was in 1948 only, so that's 58 years after their founding, that the Wallabies were touring Great Britain and were hoping to return home via Canada. But the Australians ran out of money. So the home unions, that's England, Scotland, Wales and Ireland, asked the Barbarians to put together a side to play the touring Aussies in a charity match to raise the funds. I mean, in the pro era, the Australians have leached off of us and our TV money.
Kicks it in behind, looking for Barty. He is so quick.
And back then, they leached off the British just so that they could go home via Canada. The nerve. Can you believe it? But anyway, whatever. The match proved to be so successful that the Barbarians began to play regularly against touring teams. They've also toured, and this will not be the first time that they visited South Africa, but it will be the first time they visit South Africa and play the Springboks. But perhaps their most famous moment came in 1973 against the All Blacks.
John Pullen, England's captain, the hooker. McBride trying to get Wilkinson.
Oh look, the Kiwis are kicking. Fancy that. But you can't say that. You can't say anything. And what the hell was that tackle?
Sid going. Hayden support. Good tackle by Slattery of Ireland. Almost on the halfway line. Kirkpatrick to Williams. This is great stuff. Phil Bennett covering. Chased by Alistair Scull. Brilliant. Oh, that's brilliant. John Williams, Brian Williams, Cullen, John Dawes. Great dummy. David, Tom David, the halfway line. Brilliant by Pinnell. This is Gareth Edwards. A dramatic start. What a goal.
Isn't that just out of this world? Another quirk peculiar to the Barbarians is that each player wears the socks of his club or franchise team. So they're all in the famous black and white hoops with the black shorts. But each player will wear different socks. You'll notice that when we play them on Saturday. Keep an eye out for that. Now, their record is a bit hit and miss, but overall they've won more than they've lost, which is very impressive for what is effectively a composite side that has no consistency. They've got some famous victories, like that one over the All Blacks, but they've also been on the wrong end of some beatings, as you can imagine. I mean, it's to be expected. Remember, many of the players might be excellent, but they've never played together as a team. A Barbarians team typically makes as many as 15 changes between matches. So even though they often have an elite coach, it's a tough ask to get a team ready inside a week to take on a top international side. How seriously do the players take it? That's a valid question. Well, that also depends on who you ask. Legend has it that the week of a Barbarians match is basically one big party. The flip side is that the opposition often treats it the same way. One thing about the Barbars is that they are committed to playing entertaining and attacking rugby. So you are unlikely to see them kick the ball like the Kiwis do. They will run it from just about everywhere. And as it turns out, they have quite a handy record against South Africa. In fact, they are ahead on the head-to-head record. That's right. The Barbarians have beaten us 4 times, but we've only beaten them 3 times throughout history. There's also been 1 draw, which is actually the most recent match between the two teams. The full record actually reads as follows. January 1952, we beat them 17-3 in Cardiff. February 1961, they beat us 6-0, also in Cardiff. Then in January 1970, we got the better of them, 21-12 at Twickenham. Because of isolation, the next meeting was only in December 1994, and they defeated us 23-15 at Lansdowne Road. Then in December 2000, we won a thriller against them in Cardiff, 41-31. Incredibly, after winning the 2007 Rugby World Cup, they pumped us 22-7 at Twickenham. But in fairness, I think Jake White made wholesale changes, and that was actually the match in which Chiliboy Ralepele captained the box for the first and only time, actually. Just to give you an idea of what our side looked like that day. They beat us again in December 2010. This time the score was 26-20, also at Twickenham. And then most recently in November 2016, I mentioned this one, we drew 31-31 against them at Wembley in London. Now look, I fully expect us to win on Saturday and win comfortably. Most of those other matches came at the end of the season, the last match of a long tour. Coaches often made lots of changes. Players were often not fully committed. And I mean that mentally. Of course, they go onto the field hoping to win. I don't believe any player ever goes onto the field not wanting to win. But sometimes, the mind just isn't there. And when the mind isn't there, the body often follows suit. Taking nothing away from the Barbars, a win is a win. But I just think that this is the first match of the season. And if you compare to the last match of the season, it's a massive difference. And Dr. Russie Erasmus has big plans for what is going to be a big year for the Springboks. We face the All Blacks in New Zealand twice. We take on Ireland and France on the road in November on our end of year tour. And there is a lot of places, or there are a lot of places up for grabs. Doc has got a 45-man squad to work with for this Barbarians game. The 2 Italy tests and the 1-off against Georgia. And I can promise you, anyone who doesn't pull his weight in these matches, including the Barbarians fixture, will be dropped like a hot potato. And so while in true Barbar spirit, the visitors will be coming for a big party, the hosts are taking this very seriously. That said, this Barbarians team will be coached by Robbie Deans. And they will feature top players like Sam Kane, the All Blacks captain, who was sent off in disgrace in the last Rugby World Cup final against the Springboks. Shannon Frizzell, Kian Healy, Connor Murray, and Peter Omani will all be on the field for the Barbarians. So you can be sure I'll provide you with a proper preview later in the week once both coaches have announced their teams for the match. But my early feeling is that the Box will win, and it should be fairly comfortable. Something like 40-21 is what I'm thinking. But let's see. So in terms of rugby tradition, the Barbars have managed to survive and even thrive in the professional era. I know many Springboks have represented the Barbarians, and they love the concept. They love the experience. The same is true of many great All Blacks and Frenchmen and English and Australians and Irish. But the real question for me is how much value do they really add in the professional era? Or are they just a relic of the amateur era and it's time to move on? I won't lie to you. Depending on my mood and the day of the week, I might have a strong and solid argument either way. But what do you think? Do you think it's great that the Barbarians are still around and they do indeed add value in the professional era? Or do you think that they are actually just a relic of a bygone era and it's time to do away with them and play proper test match rugby? And what the Springboks are doing this coming Saturday is actually just some silly match? Let me know in the comment section down below. And before I go, guys, I'd like to quickly tell you about my Patreon page. It's an opportunity for you to get involved and for you to support me with a financial contribution. It starts from as little as $5 per month. That's US, not Zimbabwean. And the reason I'm asking you to support me is because I would love to do this full time, but I'm going to need a little bit of help to make that happen. I would also love to go to Australia in 2027 and cover the Rugby World Cup for you from down under with daily coverage. Now, again, it starts from $5 per month. And what do you get for those $5? Well, you get to have your name featured in my YouTube videos. You can get to have a quarterly Zoom call with me where we discuss Springbok tactics and matches. You can even get me to write an ebook for you on your favorite Springbok player. You might be able to get your hands on Springbok merchandise. You might be able to win it, including the new James Small biography that's coming out later this year. And you can even get discounts on my soon-to-be-launched merchandise store with really cool front row rugby goodies. It's yours if you want it, starting from as little as $5 per month. It's entirely up to you, and I appreciate your support in advance, and I look forward to your company next time.